Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time.
Football Sunday with Rashawn and Joe. Yeah. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
That's right. That's the show name. That's who we are. Trying to get some Liverpool on the TV. Going against Manchester United this morning.
Oh, look at that boot.
Oh, he hits it with the big right toe. A magisterial goal. He serves it on a silver platter.
Oh, you guys' impressions are off the charts today. I got to be honest.
No, I'm telling you, Ray Hudson, I believe he now calls games for Miami FC, and he actually started doing that before Messi got there, so great move by him. If he's not doing it anymore, I don't know. But, dude, comedy. Like, his he has YouTube compilations of some of his best calls. And it is it's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah,
like,
usually when I'm watching soccer or
pure
football,
comedy.
Excuse me, the other football, the real one, I guess.
What the hell are you saying?
It's soccer.
One?
Huh? I mean, depend. I mean, there's like, I don't know, like six other continents that say it's the football. It's the right one.
They call it that in Antarctica,
probably.
Hot dogs.
I would like to know what they call it in Antarctica. Is there a team in Antarctica?
I don't think they have figured out that sports exist down there. And I still think they're so off the grid that they're like, wait, what? You can do physical activities and not freeze to death? That's cool.
Oh, but we're only football.
A lot of hockey.
Lots of hockey. Lots of hockey, probably. Lots of hockey. No, I typically watch it on mute.
I don't blame you. So I saw this on the old Reddit yesterday, and I don't want to take the idea completely, but some dude said he would eat a banana, a whole banana, peel and all, if Aaron Rodgers plays a game.
It's not odd. People do it all the time.
Peel and all?
Yeah, protein, I guess. Like, that's it's a real thing. Like, I know a lot of guys are like super buffed out and lift weights and everything like that, and they eat the whole joint. Yeah.
Well, I will not eat a whole banana, but what do we want to do? What will I eat if Aaron Rodgers plays a game? Because that dude is not playing a game.
Maybe haggis? No.
Haggis is not bad.
That's something that like people
really
enjoy.
It tastes like... And, you know,
I've never had haggis. We've talked about this, right?
It tastes like Jimmy Dean sausage.
How does haggis keep showing up as a
conversation? I used to love Jimmy Dean sausage.
Man, that's what it tastes like when it's all, you know, but yeah. So no, I would eat haggis.
That's how staunch I am on this.
I got one for you guys.
Listen, I wrote it down. I was like, all right, what food will I eat if he finishes a game? I'm like, you know what? No, that's a cop-out right there. Even plays, because the reports that came out are that he is likely to be medically cleared by next week.
This sounds irresponsible.
Like, in the history of Achilles injuries, like, in dudes that aren't 40, that like didn't have this injury just 3 months ago. Has anyone ever been like, dude, I think I might be ready here soon?
Well, have any of those dudes did ayahuasca in a cave?
Have any of them smoked a poison tree frog venom before?
Yeah.
That's a thing, by the way.
I already know. It probably is. Like, listen, Aaron Rodgers.
I already know. I did it.
Aaron Rodgers, we know that he's a weirdo. Like, let's just go ahead and put that out there. This isn't new for Aaron. This sounds like, you know, somebody with a God complex that truly believes. After 3 months of rupturing your Achilles, and you're 39 years old, 38, how old is Aaron Rodgers?
Old
enough to where regular injuries linger the way that they didn't when you were younger. But now that you have a serious injury, you mean to tell us that you're going to be ready for action for the lowly Jets? Well, maybe not lowly, but yeah, they're
5-8.
Yeah, I mean,
that sounds pretty low. They were 4-8 before winning.
Because it could have been way worse. We know when Aaron Rodgers went down the first game of the season, that could have been way worse. We could be talking about a 1-13 team right now. Like it's very plausible that could have been their fate. But for whatever reason, they've won 5 games, and I think that's 4 more than any of us thought they would win without Aaron Rodgers. But for him to think that he can come back from an Achilles injury, we saw KD try to rush himself back after a calf injury that and didn't work and turned into an Achilles thing. Hey, man, if you want to play another year, Aaron Rodgers, man, sit your old ass at home, do some more ayahuasca.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Smoke whatever you're going to smoke, bro, and then rest up so you can get back to this Jets team and try to make it competitive.
So, and we got about a month until we start hearing that Kirk Cousins is like, hey, Vikings made the wild card. Kirk might be back. No, because he's not a selfish a-hole and has the future in mind for not just his health, but his team. And is like, yeah, no, me trying to come back and play is not like...
It's a dumb idea.
Bro, again, yeah, all the Achilles injuries in history, like, of course, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers has the magical Achilles that just heals up better than everybody else.
He's
like,
A-Rodg, babe. He's A-Rodg. Yeah. No, guys, come on. He's the special... His brother... Was on The Bachelor, right? Like magical. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna lean into what you guys are saying too. No, I'm not the hugest fan of what Aaron Rodgers is doing. He's very, you know, every time he appears on Pat McAfee's show, he's just kind of sitting there with his long hair,
smirk on his face.
Yeah, he's smarter than
he's trolling us, man.
Like,
Aaron Rodgers is trolling us. There's no way this fool knows he's not coming back from an Achilles injury.
The last time we saw him on the field, Rashad, he was literally standing. Not running around, standing, throwing passes, and everyone's freaking out. It's like
you're talking about the practice video, right?
Yeah,
the slow-mo practice video.
A guy's standing, injured or not, throwing a football. Like if I broke my leg and I were in a cast, I could be standing there doing that.
I was
going
to say,
make sense to me.
I can do that.
Exactly.
You want put me in a Jets helmet, a red jersey, and have me do a little easy 2-3 step drop back and a little flicker. I was doing it yesterday with Joey in our driveway. All right. Does that mean I'm ready to take on 300-pound bearing down defensive lineman running full speed at me? Because guess what? That happened week one to Aaron Rodgers, and he tore his Achilles. Because
he's old.
There's no way he's ready, and honestly, if he does come back, his career's over, because, I'm sorry, no one's going to say this out loud, but guys, you talk about the 300-pound lineman, 350-pound lineman coming after him, they're going to be targeting that Achilles. Yeah, like, nobody's going to say that out loud, but of course they're going to be diving for his ankles.
If he comes back, I don't know if his career's over. I still think there are a lot of teams that, if nothing else, could use the circus that comes with Aaron Rodgers to be on their team. So a lot of bottom feeders in the league that, you know, could use someone like that in their locker room, or at least they think they do. So, yeah, I don't think his career would be over. Somebody's going to give him a chance, but I don't think it's not going to be anybody worthwhile.
So the Jets are 5-8. Yeah, and it's very convenient for them right now because they are still, like, in the playoffs. Or in the playoff hunt, technically. Right. And as we're getting closer to the end of the season, I mean, this is, it's easy for him to be like, oh, yeah, I might come back. As long as they are still in it, oh, yeah, I might be ready. But the moment they're out of it, it's going to be like, you know what, we're going to take our time on this. And, you know, it's the right decision for me and the team. And we can see right through it. All right. We know, like, there's no other player. Again, I've said it, as came back from an injury this quick, but there's also no other player that does this and looks for the attention. Like, you tore your Achilles, go.
There it is.
Take the season off, you're fine. Like, work on what you have to be at your best for next season and then play football. But it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and so he loves the attention. Yeah, so, yeah, let me get – nobody was talking about me because they're definitely not talking about the Jets. So let me get people talking about us again. And Pat McAfee is just as culpable because he puts Aaron Rodgers on every week because he knows it's going to get ratings for me. It's going to get attention for him. That's just the way it works.
And can I point out, too, I hate getting lost in social media land. I do. I was kind of deep.
It's so easy to do, too.
It is, too. I was on X deep in some replies about, like, some Aaron Rodgers, like, hot take. And
this news broke, like, last night, so it definitely added, like, 30 minutes, an hour to my night when I wanted to go to bed a little bit early. And I'm like, great, now I got to look up all this crap.
Well, and maybe the news coming out last night induced some booze-induced responses or booze-fueled responses, I guess I should say.
Jordan sees a tweet, damn it, shot.
Exactly.
Are you getting shot?
But seeing somebody, like, it was just one idiot saying that, like, well, what about Shohei Ohtani? You know, he's having surgery on his UCL, and he's coming back faster than ever. And I'm like, hold on a second. I don't think there was some special procedure that Aaron Rodgers had on his Achilles, right? He had an Achilles repair. You can't compare him to somebody, A, 10-plus years younger, B, that had a totally different procedure on. It wasn't Tommy John. It was, as his agent said, a totally unnamed procedure that's never happened before. A-Rod, I mean, unless he went and got stem cells down in Mexico, and we're not
well,
hearing about it.
Not Mexico.
well, because you can actually, you can get the real stem cells there. So that's probably.
What is it? They went to Europe? Wasn't that where Peyton Manning went for his, like, neck
like Germany
or
something
or
like that.
I don't know.
Go to
go to Benin, the birthplace of voodoo, and try something out there. That sounds like something right up Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers would definitely go do some voodoo.
He probably did.
Put a hex on the rest of the league.
That's probably what it is. He's like, I went through a very spiritual experiment with some local voodoo masters in Benin in the Horn of Africa, and my Achilles is ready to go. Rub some chicken blood on it and some goat urine, and now I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Aaron Rodgers does a great job of keeping himself in the public eye of football fans, and this is just Pat McAfee again is going to be always the vehicle that he uses to get whatever he wants to say across.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.